All right, this is Andy MacPherson with MacPherson Marketing, and today we're going to be talking about creating a marketing plan for real estate agents. This is episode 9 of Content Marketing for Real Estate Agents, and we're going to do a mix mash of a few different things and just label it under marketing plan, but that's what we're going to talk about today. I wanted to go over creating a marketing plan because I think most people don't sit down and write that out an actual plan. They just kind of wing it. So first we want to identify who's our target market, who is your client, and don't say everyone's my client because that just is not helpful, does not make any sense. Dig down. And who is the one person that's a perfect client for you? Is it a first-time home buyer, a young couple that's newly married looking to buy a house? Is it the middle-aged person who is relocating because of a job and needs to sell and buy another house? Maybe it's a single mom who is looking to own a house after renting for years. Or it could be senior citizens who are empty nesters now looking to downsize and move into a smaller place. There are so many different options that you can target, but which one is your target market? Which one do you actively go after? And get a piece of paper or open a spreadsheet, write this out. Write it down. That way you have a buyer persona in mind when you go to do marketing. If you're targeting a senior citizen, of course you're not going to use marketing techniques that are going to reach millennials looking to buy their first home. It just is going to be a waste of money. So this will really help you narrow down who your focus person is, who you're going to focus on, and it will narrow down your techniques in how you're going to target them. It will save you a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of hassle and aggravation in the long run. So once we have this person figured out, we are going to want to figure out how we're going to target this person. Of course, I'm in digital marketing, mostly content marketing and SEO. So I'm going to target them using my blog. And then maybe some ads based off the content I produce on my blog. So if we're going to go for, let's say, first-time home buyers, we'll use them as an example. We're going to do all our research, all our keyword research, targeting first-time home buyers, what they're searching for, what they're looking for online. So we are going to look for first-time home buyer related keywords. We're going to think of some other creative keywords that they might be searching for that we don't know yet what that might be. But through research, through using tools, we can kind of go down bunny trails and find these keywords. So a first-time home buyer probably is not searching for first-time home buyer in pick a town. We'll use Cape May, New Jersey. First-time home buyer in Cape May, New Jersey. No first-time home buyer is going to be searching for that. So we do not want to really target that keyword. We want to target what our t we want to target the keywords that our perfect client is using, not that we think they're using. So using research, we'll find this. They might be searching, I know they're searching for first-time home buyer grants in Cape May, New Jersey. Or you can use the county as well, or the state. The wider the area, the harder it's going to be to rank for that. But if you use your town, first-time home buyer grants in Cape May, New Jersey, you should have really good results with that. No one else is targeting that. Say you could do another post on first-time home buyer loans, first-time home buyer help, first-time home buyer mortgage, first-time homebuyer lenders. I mean, what is that, six? There's six posts right there you can target first-time homebuyers. Now, the good thing about targeting all these different little keyword phrases is that it creates a keyword, I don't know the word, like a group, a keyword category. So anytime anyone searches for first-time home buyer and they are close to one of your phrases, Google will see that and they'll serve them up one of your pages because you have a whole group of articles targeting a first-time home buyer. So this helps when you're doing your research. So that's why it's really important to know who you're targeting and then do the research based on your target client. Now, when you're creating content, feel free to get creative. I would recommend using video. Realtors, what you're selling is yourself. You're selling your personality. And what better way to show your personality than just taking videos of yourself doing things, talking to people, showing houses? No one wants to see static houses. I see that all the time, especially on LinkedIn. It's like, check out my new listing. Here it is. No one likes it. I mean, maybe one like, two likes of their friends. And from what I've gathered by to talking to realtors, this does not work. But if you show a video of you walking through a house, interviewing clients, showing your personality, talking to potential clients through video, it's way more engaging. It gets your content out there. It gets you much more exposure, especially if you use YouTube. So feel free to get creative. Don't just copy what everyone else is doing. Don't just write bland blog posts. You want them to connect with you on an emotional level. Use lots of stories. And then, once you have your content, if you want quicker results, you can run ads against it. And you want to run ads to where your clients are going to be. You don't want to just run ads because someone told you that Snapchat ads get them great results. Snapchat ads get people great results if they're targeting 17-year-olds, but if you're targeting 60-year-olds, probably not a good idea. If you're targeting older people, Facebook is a great place to run ads. If you're targeting millennials and 30-year-olds, Facebook is not a good place to run ads. Instagram probably would be better, and maybe a little Snapchat. Google ads work great. Everyone searches Google. That would be a great place to run ads. But once you have your content, push it out there. Put it everywhere. The more people see you, the better your results are going to be. And that's what this is all about, getting people to see you. So create a plan, write it out for the year, create your content plan each week, what you're going to do, which day, and then just execute it. It's not that hard when you have a plan written out. You don't have to sit there and think, oh, what am I going to do today? I don't know what to talk about. After you do your keyword research, write it all out for all 52 weeks of the year. Use holidays as ideas. Use seasonal changes as ideas. Spring, summer, winter, 4th of July, Easter, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, Halloween, fall, beach days, snow days, Christmas, New Year's. I mean, you could base content off that and have years worth of content. So get creative, write it down, write out a plan. If you don't write out the plan, you won't follow it. Just like goals. If you don't write them down, they just kind of disappear. And 6 months go by and you're like, oh, shoot, I had that goal in my head, but I never wrote it down. So I forgot I wanted to do that in 6 months or a year, and I haven't even started on it. So write it down. Write it down. Start executing it and get that momentum going. So I think that's about it for today. If you have any questions, send me a message, andymacseo@gmail.com, Or you can find me online. All my social sites are on my website, macphersonweb.com. And that's MacPherson. If you just search Macpherson Marketing, New Jersey on Google, I'm sure you'll find me. So leave me a message if you have any questions or want to get a hold of me anyway. I haven't released any new blogs in a few days because I've been working really hard on this realtor content marketing class, 5-week class. So it took me like 3 days to put together class one, and I'm still working on that. I still got to do the videos for that, but that's going to be coming soon, and I'm super excited about that. I have a few people test piloting it now, and it's actually going pretty good, so I'm super excited for that to launch. So if you like this, subscribe, share, leave me a review, and I will talk to you next week.